The League of Legends betting podcast is brought to you by my patrons at patreon.com/gelatilol. There you can find bonus content like in-depth articles on macro trend analysis and league previews, as well as thoughts on breaking news and the podcast picks before the show is released to platforms. You also get to support your creators more directly. patreon.com/gelatilol. That's GELATILOL. Good evening slash morning, folks. This is going to be a short show. I'm just going to give you some brief thoughts on the LEC slate that's coming up later on this morning in about 7 hours from the time I'm recording this. I'm actually recording this in between games of the Gen G Hama Life series, so I want to get back to watching that. This is going to be a much shorter show. I don't have any recap. I don't have any thoughts. It's just going to be a few minutes here. I do have a couple positions, though, I like. So, first of all, we have two matches tomorrow, both best of threes in the LEC. Fnatic -294 on the money line, -1.5 Mavs at +121, +1.5 at -1,000. Against Team Heretics, +232 on the money line, +1.5 at -147, -1.5 at +636. Fnatic 13-7 as favorites, Heretics 5-7 as dogs. Notably, Fnatic 11-17 against the kill spread. Not great as favorites. So, this number at first looked a little bit heavy-handed to me. When I first started looking at this, just looking over the LEC prices, I was like, this is a little weird, right? And then you kind of look, especially because these two teams split the head-to-head. We've only seen these teams play against each other once in the regular season for both. They have not had a playoff match together. So we've only seen two games between these two as a matchup. The first game was a Fnatic win. It was their best game grade in 2024. The second game was a colossal throw. They were up like 5K at 15, 6K at 20, and bungled the game. A game that they, I mean, for those that don't know, like 5K at 15 is like a 1% outer for, like, you take, it basically takes a gargantuan throw to have that kind of result. I don't know. Fnatic, clearly the better team here. It's just a matter of whether you want to pay the Piper price-wise, because you're overpaying for it. The models made this -239, +213. Not really showing too, maybe a little bit of value on Heretics, but quite frankly, like, I don't want to get involved with Heretics at these prices. I just think it's, like, this team is a little too one-dimensional for me, and I don't think they're, I almost think they play a little bit too slow. I mean, this is a team that has they have a lead at 20 in just 43% of their games. They have a significant deficit at 20, which I think is more important, in almost 36% of their games. That's a bad, bad thing, especially against a Fnatic team that leads early and leads often, and closes with relatively, not as high a consistency as you'd think for an elite team, but, you know, a 74% closing rate is not bad. So I just, like, I don't know. Fnatic, I think, are more modal. They can do more things. They're more versatile. I just don't really think Heretics have a real shot in this one unless they show up big on the day. That said, I'm not paying the price for Fnatic either, so no play in this one. If you have access to a book where the neutral objective totals are available to you, I like the over 4.5 dragons at +110 or better. It's not available anywhere I play, so I'm going to be passing on that, but just wanted to give a heads up. None of the market makers really have that, but if you are playing at certain places that have that, I like that as a play on maps 1, 2, and 3. Second match, we have Team Vitality, roughly -130, depending on where you shop. There's some pretty big divergences in price on this one. On the money line, -1.5 Mavs, +221, +1.5, -451. Against Mad Lions, Koi, +112 on the money line, +1.5, -280, -1.5 at +336. Vitality, 6-4 as favorites, 1-1 against the map spread in 2024. Mad Lions, 7-8 as underdogs, 1-3 against the map spread. Most of those happening in the springtime. This matchup is a tale of two splits. Vitality have been the glow up team in the summer or in the spring split. Mad Lions were the glow up team in the winter split. Right now, Vitality look like a much, much better team. I was a little bit surprised the model made this as close as it did. Just like looking through these prices here. Give me one moment, folks. I'm trying to fix something that just popped up here. I was a little bit surprised the model made this as lopsided as it did. Made it as even as it was, but, you know, the model's still factoring in the full season. It's putting more weight on recent performance, but it's still putting more, you know, factoring in the full season. If I filter out the spring season and or the winter split in its entirety, the fair got closer to like -155 range. You know, so we're talking a little shade over 60% here. You're getting -125 or better on the money line, a lot of spots, -130 or so, depending on where you look. I took the minus 125 at BAS. I played this for two units, Vitality money line. It scares the shit out of me because this team has been so two-faced and these players are so volatile. But I got to tell you, folks, like, these two teams have been wildly different this split than they were in the previous split. Vitality, dare I say it, have been remarkably consistent in the spring. I want to knock on wood here because seeing the players on this team, that could change. But you look at just the spring split only, Vitality are approaching 1,700 agnostic gold per minute. And, you know, I talk about that all the time. It's kind of like the bar for whether or not you're an elite team, if you can get into that echelon or higher. Mad Lions are significantly below their level. And if you look at just the spring split, there's a clear, clear difference between these two teams that is much larger than the market price. I really don't like going to war with Vitality, but I think there's a big enough price difference here that I'm gonna bite the bullet and just pray that we don't get a bad game from the volatile players on this team. So I played Vitality on the money line minus 125 or two units. That's gonna be it for me. I'll be back tomorrow with a show for the Sunday morning Eastern slate and hopefully the LEC on Sunday. I'm not 100% sure yet. I'll probably have something out tomorrow afternoon on that. If not, it'll be the same kind of thing. I'll have it late tomorrow night. Good luck.